Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Let me begin by saying how encouraging it is to be standing in this room with you and saying those words together this year. God has brought me and us through probably the strangest year in my lifetime. Perhaps you would agree with that. Along the way, we've all experienced at least a degree of isolation. Many of us experience difficulties, even tragedy. It's Easter 2021, and we need this message as much as we ever have. This message is the answer to death. It's the answer to evil. During a time when we are reminded that life is an uncertain business with very few guarantees, this message is our source of rock-solid hope. The Messiah lives. He has defeated the seemingly unbeatable enemy of death. Return and see what God has done. Over the last several weeks here at Hope, we have considered this theme of returning to God. The idea of returning is tied to a biblical theme of repentance. If sin causes us to turn our hearts and minds away from God, then repentance is God's work, the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives to turn us back to God. Maybe in the last year you've lived with fear or discouragement, anxiety. Your attention maybe has been tuned to a continuous stream of scary news. Today is the perfect day to return to an ancient message, a message that still to this day transforms all of life. King Jesus has triumphed. Do not be afraid. Our gospel reading from Matthew 28 this morning includes a literal returning. It's the first day of a new week, and the women who follow Jesus are returning to the tomb so that they might stand and behold the final resting place of a dead man. But of course, that's not what they end up seeing. Instead, they see that the stone has been rolled away by an angel of the Lord. Then that angel invites them to come and see the place where Jesus lay, for he is there no longer. The angel tells them to share the good news with the disciples, who will see Jesus in Galilee. Then, as they leave the tomb, afraid and yet filled with joy, they see Jesus risen from the dead. They fall to the ground. They take hold of his feet. An important detail that shows us that Jesus is not just some ghost or some spirit, but that he is really bodily risen from the dead. Jesus reiterates the direction of the angel to not be afraid, but to go and tell the brothers to see him in Galilee. Later that day, the Gospels of Luke and John will share that others would join the women in seeing the risen Lord. We'd have two disciples walking on the road to the nearby town of Emmaus who would have an encounter with the risen Christ. And then later that evening, the rest of the 12, locked up in a room for fear of the Jews, would also behold their master, their king, risen from the dead. Can you even imagine how everything changed for them in that moment? Fear, despair, suddenly transformed into joy. And maybe a different kind of fear. The kind of fear that you have when you're faced with something new and bigger and more powerful than you've ever experienced before. And by the power and guiding of the Holy Spirit, these followers of Jesus come to see the truth that an empty tomb and Jesus' resurrected body communicate. That the mission of Jesus is unstoppable. His mission to forgive sins and to turn people back to God and to make all things new. Perhaps your experience this past year has felt like what the disciples experienced prior to seeing Jesus. Maybe you've been locked up, isolated, living with some fear, be it fear of a virus, fear of perception, fear of mandates, and what that might even mean for your employment. In a culture that seems to become more intolerant of God's will and design with each passing year, you might have some fear of what the story of the church is going to look like in the months and years to come. There may be other areas of your life where you have fear, where you feel weak and inadequate, and you have genuinely questioned if God will bring you through the challenges that you face. Return today and see the risen Christ. Bow down with the women at his feet. Recognize his full victory over the grave. And worship. And allow him to open your eyes, the eyes of faith, to see all that is now possible. St. Paul writes about this in his letter to the Christians in Ephesus. In Ephesians chapter 1, Paul begins by summarizing with words of praise all that God has planned, all that God has done to choose us, to save us, to make us his people, and to bind us together as the church, as the body of Christ. Then, starting in verse 18, Paul begins to pray that we as the church would see what is true because Jesus lives. I'd like to share with you three things that Paul wants us to see is true because Jesus is alive. Paul writes this in Ephesians chapter 1, starting in verse 18. He says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of his calling. Because Jesus lives, you have hope. And not just a squishy, vague hope of a better tomorrow, whatever that might look like. You have resurrection hope, victory over death and all evil hope. As Jesus is, so you will be. He came, he died, he rose again, so that your story might be rewritten to conform to his, as surely as you belong to him by faith. And the risen King, your final victory is guaranteed. Paul continues, goes on and writes, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? That resurrection victory in Jesus ultimately will look like life with God forever. Bible scholars have debated a little bit how to understand this phrase, whether it's talking about God's inheritance of us as his children, his chosen people, or if it's talking about our inheritance and it says his because it's the inheritance that he gives. Either way, the picture is clear. We will dwell with our God in glory that is currently beyond our comprehension. We will enjoy a plane of existence that will make the greatest joys of this life feel like a gloomy, cloudy, rainy day. This is what we were made for. And when we get there and we experience it, we'll know it. Immortal life with God in the new heavens and new earth, freed from all evil, freed from death, guaranteed by faith in the risen King. Paul wants us to see one more thing. Continues, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe. Paul concludes his prayer by asking that the Spirit would help us see not just our future hope, not just our future glory, but the present power he exercises to help us. Paul says that it is the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. That's big power. So what does that mean for you and me? It means that we're never lacking. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In and of ourselves, we would be lacking, but we're never left to ourselves. Our King is risen from the dead. His Holy Spirit has been sent to live inside of us and among us as the church, and God is determined to finish the work of new creation that he has begun in us. So what does that power look like in our lives? Well, perhaps sometimes it looks like healing. Sometimes it looks like what we might call the miraculous. Often, in my experience, that power often looks like the strength and wisdom to trust in God when circumstances suggest that maybe I shouldn't. And the strength and power to give of myself in love for others when circumstances suggest that maybe I should be looking out for myself first. We see that power of God in those who care for the sick and aging, who love and care for children, who reach out to friends in their time of need with encouragement and provision, who discern what is true and speak powerfully and graciously in defense of it, who stand up for those who are marginalized and unable to stand up for themselves, who give faithfully and generously, who lead wisely, caring well for those entrusted to them. The beautiful thing is that when the church comes alive in the risen Christ and operates in this way, then the world around us sees the living Lord through us. We can proclaim here in the building, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And those around us can say, there's no doubt of that, for we see him alive and at work through his people. I'm so grateful that you have returned this year to see once again what God has done. Jesus lives. His kingdom is unstoppable. And he loves you. And he's called you to become a member of it and to participate in it. So don't be afraid. Trust in his death-defeating power and love. And let it shine through you for the blessing of those around you this week. In the name of our risen King, our Lord Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and minds today and always in Christ Jesus, the risen King. Amen.